Wednesday, we will be repeating our Sunday broadcast for the benefit of people who are in worship service when we are airing on Sundays. And it's going to be all about shalom. As a matter of fact, we're talking about being in pursuit of shalom. Shalom, what is it? It is a Hebrew word that has to do with peace, and probably peace in a more comprehensive way than we would normally think, because this has to do with total well-being. Peace that has to do with total well-being. And of course, when you think about the many, many people who are working very, very diligently to make it more and more difficult for more and more people to experience peace, I think it's probably not that difficult to see that we really do need to pursue peace on the individual level, the family level, the community level, the national level, the global level, the international level, in pursuit of shalom. That's what the discussion will be tomorrow. Thursday, we're going to look into the future, and we're going to look at a very interesting way, a very intriguing way that we may be fighting allergies in the years to come, and maybe not that many years either. You want to hear this, and I'm also going to be talking about mosquitoes and how slick they are. Yes, indeed, all of that this Thursday. Then Friday, Dr. Craig Albert is going to be keeping us truly on our toes and at the edges of our seats again as he talks with us about the political world. He's talked with us about the beginnings, the origin of hip hop, which he explained to us began not in America, but in Africa. He's talked with us about the role that hip hop has played in politics. He shared with us some of the reasoning, the reasons behind the skirmish, if you will. Actually, it's an all-out war in Syria. And talked with us about the Iraqi connection and so much more. Dr. Craig Albert, Associate Professor of Political Science at Augusta University and Master of one of their cybersecurity programs, Director of one of their master's level security programs, cybersecurity programs. He will be our guest this Friday, Power Friday, at 1 o'clock. Remember, you can go to speakingwith.com and by simply clicking on the link that's labeled Listen Online at your convenience, you can listen to any of our broadcasts that are posted at your convenience. We normally have them up somewhere around 5, give or take, usually around 5 p.m., after they will have aired live on 1550 AM, The Voice. And again, you can go on there at your convenience. You can use your smartphone because it is optimized. The site is optimized for smartphone use. And so what you see is crisp, clear, and clean. And you can use that search bar to put in keywords or the titles that you're looking for, or to put in names of guests you want to hear, and that search bar will bring up the options available, and you click on the one you're looking for. And so you can go there, and of course, you can go to this week's guests and topics, and that will let you know what is planned for the week. Sometimes we do need to change that, but for the most part, what we post there is what's going to be happening. How many of you are interested in making a real connection with the one that so many say they believe in, God Almighty? Yeah. Okay. We're going to be talking about that again this Sunday. Okay. Now, I want you to make sure that you have your thinking caps on because, again, we are going to be taking a look at the most, or I should say the least diverse cities in America. We looked at the most. Now I'm going to give you the least diverse, and you're going to rank them for me. Now, that said, let me share this with you first. We were taking a look at diversity within cities and how what makes it really work for us? What makes it work for the people who live there? Well, one of the things that Dr. Shaquita Howard Bostic, chair of the Department of Sociology and Geography and associate professor of sociology at Shepherd University, says that one of the things you have to look out for is this: forced assimilation. Forced assimilation is unhealthy for any community, very unhealthy. And so when you have people who are expecting others to merge their cultural identity and divorce their own, there are a series of psychological and emotional events that follow. And she says that the pace for progress can never be predetermined. All right, so you don't want forced assimilation. You want a blending of the diversities of the various groups that make up that city, a blending, a harmonious blending, not a forced assimilation. Okay, now that's it. Rank these for me with, again, in descending order, so that number 10, of course, these are the top 10 least diverse cities in America, according to Wallet Hub, and I want you to rank them in descending order with number 10, followed, of course, by 9, 8, 7, etc. And these are going to be the least diverse cities in America. Okay, so here are the cities. Bangor, Maine. Provo, Utah. Orem, Utah. Hold on. Provo, Utah. Huntington, West Virginia. Isn't it interesting that... Okay, well, let me hold that thought. Morgantown, West Virginia. Lewiston, Idaho. Barre, Vermont. Orem, Utah. Kalispell, Montana. All right, let me give those to you one more time. And then I'm going to let you go ahead and rank them for me, the correct order. Okay, here we go. Bangor, Maine, Provo, Utah, Huntington, West Virginia, Morgantown, West Virginia, Lewiston, Idaho, Barre, Vermont, Orem, Utah, Kalispell, Montana, Rochester, New Hampshire, and King, New Hampshire. Let me give you those last two again. Rochester, New Hampshire, and King, K-E-E-N-E, King, New Hampshire. All right, what's the correct ordering? Give them to me quick. Okay, that's it. What'd you come up with? Okay, here's the order. In descending order, America's least diverse cities: Huntington, West Virginia, Morgantown, West Virginia, Lewiston, Idaho, Kalispell, Montana, Barre, Vermont, King, New Hampshire, Rochester, New Hampshire, Orem, Utah, Provo, Utah, and Bangor, Maine. Of that ranking, what did you come up with? Which states have the most cities that are considered, the greatest number of cities, considered the least diverse cities? Well, the top three are all tied at number one, because each of these states has two cities considered the least diverse. They are West Virginia, New Hampshire, and Utah. How'd you do? All right. Let's be about the business of embracing the beauty that is America. The many facets of beauty, including the diversity. Embracing it. Who knows? You may find peace in embracing reality. The reality of diversity, that is. Till next time.